This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The midterm elections are now underway as polls have opened in most of the nation. Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen, who chairs the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, says hopes for success by Democrats in North Dakota, Texas, and Tennessee are going to be determined by turnout.
The path to a Senate Democratic majority is extremely narrow. I mean, if you're a poker player, you're talking about drawing to an inside straight.
Democrats need to pick up 23 seats to gain the majority in the House, and they need 2 seats to regain control of the Senate. President Trump says everything he and Republicans have accomplished during his time in office is at stake today. 5,000 troops are now in place along the U.S.-Mexico border, sent there by President Trump to assist Border Patrol agents as a caravan of migrants approaches. And this is USA Radio News.
If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the president's seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock. Available where fine books are sold.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
The remains of a Utah mayor killed in Afghanistan Saturday have come home today. Brent Taylor was killed on Saturday while serving with the Utah National Guard, the victim of an insider attack by a member of the Afghan forces. It left another soldier wounded. The widow of the 39-year-old who was mayor of the town of North Ogden, Utah, said as his remains arrived at the Dover Air Force Base,
"Brent may have died on Afghan soil, but he died for the success of freedom and democracy in both of our countries."
Besides his wife, Taylor leaves behind 7 children. Accused mail bomber Cesar Sayocs in New York City, where he'll appear before a federal judge today. He's accused of sending more than a dozen explosive devices to high-profile Democrats and other critics of President Trump. Ride-sharing services are doing their part to get people to the polls on this election day. Uber and Lyft offering discount rides to voters. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Voters in 5 states today will be deciding whether to legalize marijuana. Michigan and North Dakota voting on recreational pot for people over 21. Medical marijuana measures are on ballots in Missouri, Oklahoma, and Utah. More than 5,000 U.S. troops are now along the border with Mexico. They're part of President Trump's push to stop illegal immigration. It's called Operation Faithful Patriot. The troops are to support the Border Patrol. They're not doing any actual patrolling themselves, according to officials. An 11-year-old boy is accused of stealing his parents' car and leading police on a high-speed chase. And it's not the first time he's done so. Police were already after the speeding SUV when the boy's father called 911 on Sunday. Reports are the boy stole his parents' car last year and reached speeds of over 100 miles an hour when police were chasing him that time. British actor Idris Elba is People Magazine's 2018 Sexiest Man Alive. The 46-year-old Elba was officially given the honor last night on NBC's Tonight Show. The Beasts of No Nation star says his mom will be very, very proud. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
If you want to know,
minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, the Presidential Prayer Team's Pray the Vote campaign, which has engaged thousands of Americans across the nation who are praying for the midterm elections each day leading up to next Tuesday, November the 6th. This is what is going on across our country. And here to talk more about it is Jim Bolthouse, president of the Presidential Prayer Team. Jim, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Fine, Bill. It's an honor to be with you.
I'll tell you, the honor is ours. And whenever you talk about praying, I've got to tell you, maybe because my grandmother was such a prayer warrior, this has just been a legacy of our family. So this is always near and dear to my heart. I remember as a little kid, there was, we had a little memento hanging on the wall that always said, prayer changes things. And I've always known that to be the case. I'm grateful for my grandmother, for the legacy that she passed on through our family for that. And so whenever I hear of people praying, whether it's Franklin Graham, Pray the Vote, we have seen that prayer changes things. And I cannot thank you enough and all those involved with the Presidential Prayer Team for this.
Well, thank you so much, Bill. It's a joy to be here. It's a job that I keep telling people when I talk to them, it's the best job in the world.
Yeah.
Encouraging people to get close to God and pray. What can go wrong with that?
Well, oftentimes we hear, whether it's politicians or others who can discern what is happening in our country today, one of the things that repeatedly comes up is that what we're dealing with is a spiritual issue. Well,
oh,
if
yeah.
it is a spiritual issue that we're dealing with, then we need to use spiritual weapons of our warfare, do we not?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. I'm glad you said that because, frankly, a lot of people don't get that. They see it as what it seems like on the surface of just a political battle or a battle over ideologies, and that's only the surface. The real thing is not only the life and breath of America, but it's the life and breath of our world, because as America goes, so much of the world goes too.
Exactly. Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, Jim, because that's what we've been saying on our show, is that, with that old saying that a rising tide raises all boats, and look what's happening already and the kind of influence America's had since President Trump took over office. On the national stage, locally, jobs, the economy, what's happened in our stock market. I mean, people are not so much afraid to open up their 401ks anymore and see that they've been cut in half. They're actually seeing some gain in their 401ks. And it would seem that you have more people rejoicing as a result of what they chose on 2016.
Well, I think that's true. I mean, I want to say up front that the Presidential Prayer Team is a non-political, non-partisan mm-hmm. group. But we believe in the Bible. We believe in what the Bible says about how we should live. And obviously there is a clear direction that we have in the scriptures as to how we should operate in our country. So it makes sense for us to be praying for what God would want, because we want to pray his will for our country. So when you add those things up, it seems to be that we've got some positive things happening on the front. And then also, Apostle Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 2, he says, pray for all the kings. Pray for those in the leadership above you, because if you do, then you will have prosperity, peace, and well-living within your nation. I mean, that's the promise.
Right.
So I think it all starts with prayer. I think prayer has got to be the first thing that we think about when it comes to who is our leaders and what our leaders need to do each day. So that's what the presidential prayer team is all about, is to be a pep rally for people to get involved in praying, feeding them information that needs to be important for them to pray for each day. Mm-hmm. And now with the pray the vote, we're focusing quite a bit of our time in the last 10 days leading up to the election on the election itself, mm-hmm. Praying God's will to come to fruition over what's going to happen through this election. We did it back in 2016. We had a lot of Christians get involved in praying. And if anything was mentioned more than anything else in a conference we were in Washington, D.C. back in December, mm-hmm. it was the theme of prayer.
Right.
Everyone said it seemed to be prayer was the key to everything that took place in the 2016 election.
Well, as you say, you know, to keep the political process in its proper sphere and in its proper lane, that is absolutely critical. But also alongside has to come the agent of change, that catalyst which God has given us through the power of prayer and people of discernment, people who are God-fearing that want to give glory to God. This is one way to do it, is it not?
It is. In fact, prayer is very fascinating. As you study in the scriptures, you find out that prayer is more than just us beseeching God or asking God for this or that, which is what most of us think of when we think of prayer. But really, prayer is a fellowship with God,
exactly,
where we learn what God's will is for some event, and we pray his will. And then we have a way to participate in God's plan by us performing basically what he is asking to be done. If you look in Christ himself, when he came on earth, he came to fulfill the will of God the Father.
Yes.
And he came to be here for 30 years to minister to us and to show us the right way. And we're supposed to follow him as Christians. We follow Christ. Christ's example is not only to pray, but to act accordingly, to perform God's will in our nation.
And it's not my will be done, it's thy will be done. And
right.
in seeking God with that heart, we find often, Jim, that what you may think and perceive as God's will can be altered when you totally let go and subject yourself to the will of God, because God, from his purview, knows exactly what we need and what is fitting, you know, for this country, whether it has to do with, you know, healthcare issues, job, the expression of people's productivity and the giftings and talents that are readily available and that are just, you know, I believe they've been pent up for many years. And this is why we're having such a robust expansion in our labor force and with the job situation in this market. I mean, 7 million new jobs created. It's because it was really, you talk about low-hanging fruit, it was there just dying to be expressed, and the current conditions have promoted this.
Oh, it has. I mean, we say in God we trust. That's the whole message that our country has tried to say for well over 100 years, is to say we put God first. We are going to trust his will for our country. He's the one who blessed us with this land, and it's his constant direction and guidance that has made America what it is in the world today. It's nothing that we have done.
Right.
It is what God has done.
Exactly.
And because of that, we should be able to sit back and say, God, your will be done, and we will be okay. One person told me a long time ago, you may have heard this said before, God is God and we're not. That's it.
Amen.
God is God and we're not. God can do anything and everything he wants, and we're here to participate in it, and he gives us Christians an extra dose of being able to participate in making his will happen, which is kind of a mystery because God knows what the end results are, but he still allows us in his fellowship with us to say, I'd love to have you participate with us. I want you to get the glory along with us to see how we can make this work together. That's his plan.
Well, on that note, that God is God and we are not, we're going to take a little break. You can have a Salem moment in between the commercials, and we'll be right back. More from Jim Bolthouse right after this.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
As promised, America, back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The president of the presidential prayer team, Jim Bolthouse, continues with us. Jim, just to bring everybody up to speed, the presidential prayer team, what is it about? When did it get started? What are we trying to accomplish here?
Well, it started as a small group of men meeting in Scottsdale, Arizona back in 2000. praying about a way in which they could pray for the president. They just felt like as if it was time for there to be some type of a national event of praying for a president. And then 9/11 hit, and that was their signal to say the time is now to go. So within a week after 9/11, the presidential prayer team was a website where people could sign up, provide us an email address, and then we sent out information at that time on a weekly basis to say, here's what we need to be praying for. Mm-hmm. And it went from zero to the largest .org website in the world by the end of the year.
Wow.
In fact, they had over 50 million visitors, which back then was just unheard of, visit the website between 9/11 and the first week in December. And then it went on to be about 2.5 million members in the next couple of years, and then we've continued with that ministry ever since. We've added Pray the Vote back in 2004 because it makes sense for us to pray for the incoming new leaders before mm-hmm. they get there.
Right.
And it just seemed like it was a good fit. So that's why we have Pray the Vote. So there are places, two places people can find out more about us. It's presidentialprayerteam.org. That's our main website. And then Pray the Vote, which is more, like I said, having to do with this election, praythevote.org is another place to check us out.
Well, Jim, you got to know that if praying didn't work, you wouldn't have been able to sustain this kind of following, would you?
Oh, no. No, prayer does work. I get asked that all the time by the media. You know, how do you know prayer works? I do. I mean, if you want some facts and figures, I can show you facts and figures, but that's not the point. The point is God does move the hands of those in leadership. George Bush used to say when he was in office, he said, when things happen that we don't have any control over, it's a God thing. I mean, he recognized it. He right. saw things happen. When there was one point in Canada where there was people trying to bring in some radiated material. And it just so happened that weekend was the weekend they installed the new monitoring system at that post. Mm. And he looked at that and they caught it.
Yes.
And he looked at that and said, that's a God thing.
Right.
We didn't plan that. And yet God was able to expose that before it could bring any harm to America.
Jim, if you have any awareness whatsoever about this country's history, as you say, it was out of Judeo-Christian principles that this country was founded. It was formed. Our early presidents, I mean, repeatedly in their journals would state the hand of divine providence constantly just, you know, forming and blessing this nation time and time again. How do you ignore God's hand upon this country?
That's not something I can answer. To me, it baffles me that can be a leader can be in a position where he thinks he can lead without God backing him or being behind him. I just don't know how that can happen.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, through history, we've seen other countries that have gone that way. But in America, with so many people who are praying, I think that today our president feels the presence of God around him in every decision that he makes, because there are so many, literally millions of people every day praying for him.
Mm-hmm.
And that wouldn't even be possible if it wasn't for the internet. I mean,
yes.
To try and communicate with a million people on an ongoing basis in any form of communication, can you imagine the cost of direct mail to try and send a million people every week?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
But the internet has provided us a means to communicate with people from every corner of the country, providing them a list of things to pray about today that are pending issues, like in the Supreme Court, or a vote that's coming up in the House, or like for today, we're encouraging people to pray for President Trump as he heads back out on the campaign trail
mm-hmm.
For his safety and for all the logistics involved in that. So we provide this research from our team. We have about 17 writers that sit there and look and research and pull this stuff together so that our members are well-informed and then they know how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out one more thing that I think is really critical. As they read about these people and they pray about these people, they start to care.
Exactly.
And Christians who care pray more.
Mm-hmm.
So we're so glad that we hear people saying, you know, I didn't know about this person, but I read about him and realized he's on my heart. And I'm going to be praying for him because I feel like that's what God wants me to do for this particular leader. And to me, that just warms my heart to know that there are those that are out there. One of the things I think is good for Christians to know is you're not alone. There are a lot of people in every spot in this country that love God the way you do, read his word the way you do, worship him the way you do, and pray the way you do. Right. We're not alone. We are a majority, not a minority.
Exactly. Well, Jim, no doubt about it. People of faith came out in record numbers in 2016. And when you look back historically on this country, when there was a time needed for people of faith to come out and to be that catalyst to change, that transformational change and alteration in the fabric of our political process, no matter what the case, you know, slavery, civil war, you know, just go down one thing after another. It has been people of faith who have been there on their knees praying for God's hedge of protection, praying for godly wisdom, praying for godly leaders. You know, and to your point that, you know, people of faith need to understand they're not alone, that their power is in numbers. I mean, the evil one would want us to believe that we are alone, that we're islands unto ourselves, as opposed to being a body, a community, you know, that is surrounded by Jesus Christ, with Christ at the center, you know, praying God's will and allowing the Holy Spirit to impress upon us, as in Genesis, to hover over the chaos. And right now, the Holy Spirit is hovering over the chaos of our land right now and calling people of faith to co-labor with God's intention for this country right now. I think it's an exciting time because, again, we go back to what happens as a result of this. As you say, not only do they get to know people, but they get to know their God. And as the Bible says, he who knows their God will be doing mighty exploits. To me, it's not so much about the mighty exploits, which is just incidental, you know, to knowing God. It's the fact that you get to know God deeper, right?
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I totally agree with everything you just said. That's where we are as a ministry. We're so pleased to be able to be a part of that, a small part, but nevertheless also a big part of it too.
Yeah. Well, Jim, again, I appreciate your encouragement. The idea that people are praying across this country, that we need to, you know, join hands spiritually, understanding that, our prayers cross border lines. They go into other countries. It's absolutely magnificent. We saw this happen with the release of, you know, the pastor out of Turkey here recently. And what is the first thing he wants to do? He wants to pray for the president. And he's there in this conference. And I'm sure some of the mainstream media was having a tough time with it. But, you know this is the beauty of the truth. It is the truth. It cannot be denied.
Well, that is the greatest blessing that any Christian can do about anyone else, is to pray for them.
Yeah. Amen.
When he came and sat back and said, I'm going to pray for you as my leader, as you're my president, that was the greatest blessing a Christian can do. We can't do anything that God doesn't want done, but we do pray that God would bring a blessing upon that individual. And how powerful is that?
Yeah. Did you find yourself joining in prayer with him as he was praying for the president?
I tell you, I got goosebumps.
I was with him. I was there. I mean, again, even though we're not there in body, right there with the president, with his hand on the president like that, we joined in heart and spirit with him praying for our president. I thought it was real special.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really special.
Yeah. Jim, as we wrap things up, there are many people maybe be hearing about this and, you know, maybe for the first time, believe it or not, but they need to be aware of the presidential prayer team. And they say, look, I want to join in. How can I co-labor with Jim Bolthouse and the presidential prayer team?
Well, everything is free. I mean, we don't charge for anything. It's all because of God's people that we are able to do this. And there are a lot of people involved, and everything is free, and everything is done very professionally. They can go to the website, presidentialprayerteam.org. There's a Join Me section there. You just have to click it and give us a little information. You can stop whenever you want. You can join whenever you want. And we encourage you to not only do it yourself, but encourage your friends to do it. And all we're trying to do is provide a means to communicate prayer. Yeah. Keep reminding people to keep praying.
Right. Amen. Well, we're praying the vote, ladies and gentlemen. So join us. Jim Bolthouse, president of the presidential prayer team, has been our guest. Jim, thank you so much. God bless.
This report is brought to you by the National Endowment for Financial Education. The student loan debt crisis is among the most serious economic challenges facing young adults today. With Americans owing more than $1.5 trillion in student loans, many families struggle with college affordability even decades after graduation. October marks the opening period for the free application for federal student aid, FAFSA, and it's recommended parents don't miss out on available money to help offset the rising costs of a higher education. Patricia Seaman, financial expert.
Parents and their soon-to-be college-age children should work together and pay careful attention to options available to fund higher education. Among the considerations are understanding public versus private loans, where to look for scholarships and grants, and how working while in school, whether through work study or other jobs, can help lower the burden of debt. Mitigating the damage from student loan debt is essential for our families' finances and our children's future.
Understanding the various types of financial aid can help families save thousands. For more, visit smartaboutmoney.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The midterm elections are now underway as polls have opened in most of the nation. Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen, who chairs the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, says hopes for success by Democrats in North Dakota, Texas, and Tennessee are going to be determined by turnout.
The path to a Senate Democratic majority is extremely narrow. I mean, if you're a poker player, you're talking about drawing to an inside straight.
Democrats need to pick up 23 seats to gain the majority in the House, and they need two seats to regain control of the Senate. President Trump says everything he and Republicans have accomplished during his time in office is at stake today. 5,000 troops are now in place along the U.S.-Mexico border, sent there by President Trump to assist Border Patrol agents as a caravan of migrants approaches. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry, I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
If you've been walking...
There's lots of conversation about the violence over the weekend that is in full display in this country today. But you're not going to hear this, but here. You know, the problem that we have in this country today has to do with the hearts of Americans. That's really where it resides. And you hear these bumpers, and you know, talking about the power in the name of Jesus and breaking every chain. Let me tell you, we are bound up right now because the general consensus is we can see things according to our own eyes. This is man-made. This is what we created. I mean, you want to talk about global warming and all this stuff. I mean, you look about the insanity right now that is prevailing this country. It is man-made. I want to bring on retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. It's good to have him back. It's been too long since he and I've been able to talk. But his new book, Alliance of Evil, has the mystery of the end times finally arrived. Robert, good to have you back with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, I know for you, and we've talked about this before, you know, we can have all the conversation we have, you know, want to have about America, but you're not going to hear this in a lot of radio stations, very few, that what we're dealing with is a spiritual issue, is it not?
Well, of course it's a spiritual issue, and of course that's the nature of mankind, unfortunately, but the vast majority are not spiritually alive, and those mm-hmm. that are, see this, you know, the spiritual dimension in a way that influences the everyday activities, whether it's the mass killing there in Pittsburgh or mm-hmm. it's bombs or it's war around the world. This is not a new issue, but one perhaps that an audience, wherever they may be, that are not spiritually connected won't understand.
Mm-hmm. And my prayer is if you're not, and it's not like we're speaking in some sort of secret code here, what Robert and I are talking about is empirical. There has been evidence time and time again that this is the case. The media can't talk this way. You know, some leaders that you look to cannot talk this way. They can't give you the truth. It's kind of like Pontius Pilate sitting there in front of the truth himself, and he says, what is the truth? He kind of mocks. He's kind of given up on what truth is. And look what it led to. And I would say to you, though you may get frustrated and think, okay, what is the truth? Because the media tells me all this other stuff. Well, first of all, if you're relying on the media and politicians as your source of truth, you're in trouble right off the bat, are you not, Robert?
No, absolutely. You know, that reminds me of the Gospel of Mark chapter 6, where Jesus goes into Capernaum. And he speaks, and of course, it's a local community. Nazareth is not that far away from Capernaum on the Sea of Galilee. Mm-hmm. And Jesus is speaking in a way that just fascinates these people. He says, isn't this a carpenter from Nazareth? Isn't he the son of Mary? Which was a slur, of course, at the time, because everybody knew that Jesus was conceived. They didn't understand the conception, but that he was conceived out of wedlock, mm-hmm. Which really perplexed them, and the Pharisees were very much in attacking. Those that were spiritually alive began to understand. And, of course, it really took Pentecost before mm-hmm. people truly understood because they had the Holy Spirit within them.
Exactly. But, you know, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, dealing with the violence in Philadelphia. And interesting that they wanted to immediately tag this on Trump. And I thought it was interesting, Robert, that no one over the weekend talked about the BDS movement, which has been at the forefront in just about every college campus across our country.
Well, of course, there, you know, for decades, we've had the progressive left, you know, arguably, you know, evil influences that have captured the minds of our academia and have proliferated, you know, ideas that are very contrary, of course, to those of us that are Christians. Mm-hmm. You know, this is something we're facing. You know, the hatred that is behind much of what goes on around us, if you really look to the root, it's easy to find. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, people aren't looking in the right places.
Well, when we say BDS, for those of you that have heard that, you know, vaguely, and you kind of wonder, okay, what is that? You know, the whole BDS movement has been, you know, against, it's been anti-Israel, and it has taken over the college campuses, and this is all part of the rallying cry. You boycott, divestment, and sanctions. That is the movement, and of course, what's even lighting this up even more, Bob, I think you'd admit here, is that when President Trump decided to do what other presidents said they were going to do, but for some reason they couldn't enact on it, but President Trump says, look, we are in fact going to move our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Well, no doubt. You know, not only the Palestinians, most of the Middle East, and of course the left in this country were up in arms. Mm-hmm. Of course, that was promised long ago by many of our presidents. And it's, you know, some argue, and rightfully so, I think, that it was, you know, really an answer to prophetic, you know, the prophetic future as things begin to unfold as we get closer to the end times. And certainly, you know, the activities of, you know, that region, but of course, you know, as I say in Alliance of Evil, the activities of greater powers of China and Russia, which I write about daily here at the Pentagon,
right.
Really evidence a movement in a direction which seems to fit Ezekiel 38, certainly Rome, Revelation 16, and so forth.
Right. Well, and that's what Alliance of Evil is all about. I mean, you're observing what's going on, and you see the trajectory. And, you know, as Karl Barth used to say, when he went to the pulpit, he had the newspaper in one hand, the Bible in the other. And you put these, you know, you put historical events together with what God said was going to happen. And I would say, and you would probably echo this, that if you think it's bad now, you have seen nothing yet.
Well, absolutely, Bill. Yeah, you never know when you write something as a Christian how God's going to use it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but as I've seen since the book has come out, in spades, I've seen it emphasize the things that, you know, I saw months and months ago. For instance, just a couple of days ago, President Xi of China, you know, was down in the southern part of his country, and he was speaking to the Southern Theater Command of his military and says, you need to prepare for war.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, over, you know, last week when John Bolton, our national security advisor, was in Kremlin talking to his counterpart and also to Vladimir Putin, Putin turned to him and said, well, your symbol of your nation has olives and arrows. I don't think you have brought any olives to this meeting. Mm-hmm. And Bolton says, you're right. And Putin's actions, Xi's actions, you know, in spades are suggesting future war. In fact, Lieutenant General Ben Hodges just recently stepped down as the commander of U.S. forces in Europe. And he said, we're going to be in a war with China perhaps in 15 years. Well, the reality is I think it could be much sooner. If you watch this issue, as I do, as closely and have for some time.
Well, Robert, I don't know that we're not in a war with China right now. I mean, look what they're doing in stealing our intellectual property. They're, you know, they're spying on us. And, you know, if some of these things are true, I mean, down to the point to where supposedly they have, you know, a microchip in all our cell phones, which, oh, by the way, thank you very much, Apple, relies on China to construct. So do we have all these many Trojan horses running about our country right now?
Well, that's a good setup because I have 16 indicators of the new Cold War, and of course, cyber is a major issue. The number of spies in this country, the loss of intellectual power, the arms race. I mean, the list goes on, Bill. It is so breathtaking when you consider, and that's what I've captured in the book. And I see evidence in the front pages of our newspapers absolutely every day just saying yes. This is what's happening before us.
Let's go ahead and drill deeper into it when we come back after the break. Bill Martinez with Colonel Robert McGinnis right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
Half. We know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your Veterans Tip of the Day. You served your country, you made a difference, but your country needs you to fight one more time. Here is your Veterans Tip of the Day. Next month may be one of the most important midterm elections in our lifetime. You, along with all Americans, are going to be asked if you want America to go forward or backwards. Encourage your fellow vets and friends to vote. The country you save may be your own. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Gentlemen, good to have you back with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis continues. We're talking about his book, Alliance of Evil. Has the mystery of the end times finally arrived? Bob is a Washington, D.C.-based broadcast national security and foreign policy analyst with 24 years of extensive experience speaking on tough issues with most major broadcast entities. He's a Fox News analyst, also a longtime Pentagon insider. He has had extensive, as I mentioned, policy experience, having served as a vice president for policy at the Washington, D.C.-based Family Research Council, where he focused on human rights, religious freedom, illicit drug policy, foreign affairs, and national security. Robert, as we were talking before with your book, Alliance of Evil, These things are lining up, and I imagine from your purview, with all your experience, as you see this coming together in rhythm with what God has warned us, you must want to just, you know, go to the top of the roof like the watchman on the wall and yell and scream that we need to beware.
Well, we do. And these are grave threats, existential threats that we face. And yet we find that our population tends to be seized with whatever is vogue at the particular moment. You know, mm-hmm. Not that we don't have very serious domestic issues, and we do.
Right.
But, you know, we have adversaries overseas that have every intention of destroying this country. And they're moving closer all the time to having those capabilities. You know, as you said in the breakaway moments ago, Bill, you know, I've identified 16 indicators, and I see those, you know, like flashing lights every day in the news. You know, I think this past week in which you heard about the U.S. pulling out of the INF treaty, which is a nuclear treaty signed between Reagan and Gorbachev. Between the Russians. Mm-hmm. No, it was Gorbachev.
It was Gorbachev, yes.
And you know, that was to limit cruise missiles, basically, so that they couldn't be used against European targets. Now, of course, mm-hmm. They now have submarines in the Mediterranean that can reach. But we've known about this. The Obama people complained about their violations. What our real concern, Bill, is that the Chinese are not part and parcel to this treaty, and yet every one of the Chinese missiles violates this particular treaty. So we're saying, well, the Russians have already violated. It really makes no sense. I think the larger threat, though, is the 2010 New START Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, which, of course, caps us to 1,500 warheads, 1,550, and then about 700 platforms. That's up for renegotiation now. And it would appear, unless we find some accommodation, that is going to be thrown out as well. This is a red flashing light. You know, we went through an old Cold War in which there were tens and tens of thousands of nuclear weapons pointing at us. And those of my vintage recall vividly about the warnings, about the feeling, the angst related with the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis and other crises. We weren't sure if we were going to be annihilated and turn into nuclear dust at any moment.
Exactly. Yeah, I remember we were all diving under desks during that time, in the practice run. So, yes, and here it is, Robert, as you mentioned, with these 16 indicators. What else are you seeing? Let's go down the list as much as we can here.
Well, yeah, the tariffs, the trade war. Is there any question that we're in a trade war with China? Of course not.
Right.
We are. They have the surplus on their side just because we're a major consumer. We're their major market. And yet back and forth, they don't allow our businesses to have the same rights and privileges and access to their economy. And so President Xi has every ambition of making his nation the global economic leader. He has launched what's called the Belt and Road Initiative, spending well in excess almost of $2 trillion around the world, buying up ports, facilities, buying country leverage. And, of course, everywhere the Chinese government economic arm is, behind the veil is the People's Liberation Army. In other words, their armed forces. So when they bought up the Suez Canal, when they bought up the Panama Canal, when they purchased Western European ports, and there are a number of them, Central American ports, they always have a footprint behind it that gives access to the People's Liberation Navy in most cases. And
exactly.
We've seen this across the globe. This is economic manipulation, coercion, and it's very, very serious because there's not a place in the world that's free of it today. We've got to recognize this competition. I think President Trump does, but it's going to take a lot more than what we've done up to now. So that is a major issue. The whole issue of espionage, clearly the president says in his national security strategy that on an average we lose about $300 billion with a B of intellectual property on an annual basis. Our internet systems are... networks are attacked constantly. That's because there's an organization that the Chinese stood up just a few years ago that oversees electronic warfare and cyber space and so forth. It works directly for the national government, not necessarily under the People's Liberation Army. They are constantly trying to sabotage, steal, and whatever. And then, of course, depending upon who you believe, there may be upward to 25,000 known or suspected spies in this country. But then there's a large expatriate population in which the Chinese government, through its student programs and through its work green card programs in this country, they just sap up, they soak up, vacuum up all this intelligence about who we are. This is incredibly dangerous, and yet I know that people on the Hill are aware of it, but it is really a war. Chou Enlai, back in 1991, he was the leader of China at the time. He said, look, on Christmas Day, when the hammer and sickle was lowered at the Kremlin, he declared the war between the U.S. and the Soviets is over. The war between China and the U.S. has just begun.
Right.
They went to war in 1991 against it. We need to recognize that across all sorts of domains, they have been at war with us. And the evidence is overwhelming. And that's what concerns me every day. I see this in the newspapers, and yet I don't see us being serious about this threat.
What is it about it that, I mean, here it is, you've got the expansion of military islands. They've been rather aggressive, as you mentioned, investing some $2 trillion to do favors for country, but it's quid pro for other countries, but it's quid pro quo. And it is, it is all with the end game of enlarging their footprint. I mean, it's not out of the goodness of their heart they're doing this.
No, of course not. And those islets, those reefs, of which have been expanded to 3,400 acres across many islands, which are claimed, interestingly, by the Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam, which are almost 700 miles south of mainland China. So it's not as if it's right on the coastline. They have armed them up. They've put runways. They've put port facilities. They have cruise missiles. They have air defense missiles. They have flown strategic bombers out of there. And they protest, just like the defense minister did over the weekend, that, you know, we're doing our stuff. In other words, we're trying to maintain freedom of navigation through the South China Sea, which is a main artery
right.
of transportation from India, from Southeast Asia to the United States West Coast. That's something we've been doing forever. And yet the Chinese, of course, want to control that. No, we're saying that's not going to happen. And yet, you know, the confrontations, you know, just a week ago, the USS Decatur was almost rammed by a Chinese warship 45 feet away. And in the open seas, that's incredibly dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, these provocative moves, and as we mentioned, the thing we're not even talking about here, Robert, is, you know, what kind of meddling into our democratic system are they doing? I mean, we put a lot of focus on Russia, but even, you know, President Trump brought up, says, hey, don't forget China here.
Well, of course. And there was, you know, it's the Chinese, it's the Russians, the Iranians, the North Koreans, and others that are using a variety of social media outlets. And, you know, their hacking skills, of which they have throngs of people that do this, they have every intention of creating chaos within our society. And, of course, social media is a great instrument because you can put fake news out there. You can incite one side or another. Now, we do a bad enough job internally, but now we have all this help from outside the world, which is trying to create turmoil within our democratic system. So, you know, that's one of the things that John Bolton was talking to his counterpart in Russia the other day, because we know that who's doing it. And the Chinese, we've been talking to them as well.
And, of course, the mainstream media is not helping us because this is more fodder for their cannons, and they're happy to pick up on this and bring any kind of legitimacy to this fake news. That's why it's being called out for what it is. Robert, as we wrap things up here, the takeaway for your book, and, of course, we're going to have you back because we need to do a more in-depth understanding of Alliance of Evil. But right now, what do you want them to take away, and where can they get their hands on your book?
Well, they can get the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Defender Publishing. These are dire times. This is worse than the old Cold War, Bill, and it's something that people have got to wake up to and be prayerful about it, because our leaders really need God's hand and guidance.
Without a doubt. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Colonel, thank you. It's always an honor to have you with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Mother Smith.